Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock fires to first and picks off Temple. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Brandt reaches third base with a triple. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is hit by the pitch. Hardy moves to second. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock bunts towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Hardy moves to third. Bresut moves to second. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dick Hall now pitching. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 0 in the game. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tillman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brandt. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brandt. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bressoud hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Temple tags and scores. Snyder tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. Gardner moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Earl Robinson pinch hits for Dick Hall. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landreth moves to second. Dick Raditz now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Temple bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Landreth moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bresut is walked intentionally. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Herzog moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Marv Breeding pinch runs for Charlie Lau. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landreth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing shortstop. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams pinch hits for West Stock. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Temple bunts towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Arnold Early now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Geiger throws the ball into Tillman who tags Williams who's trying to score from second, for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. Snyder moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.